Hey guys, before we begin today's show, this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling down in the dumps? Feel like you need someone who isn't a friend or family member to talk about it with? BetterHelp offers licensed therapists who are trained to help you. Talk to your therapist in a private online environment at your convenience. There is a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's 20,000 plus therapists network that gives you access to help that may not be available in your area. You just fill out the questionnaire and help assess your specific needs, and then you get matched up with a therapist in under 48 hours. Then you schedule secure video and phone sessions, plus you can exchange unlimited messages and everything you share is completely confidential. You can request a new therapist at no additional charge anytime. Join the 2 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with an experienced BetterHelp therapist. Right now, Dark Therapy listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/darktherapy. That's better, BetterHelp.com/darktherapy. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this podcast, and take charge of your health today. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Dark Therapy Session. Yeah, we had a small little break, but that was always something that was bound to happen. But now that we're here, the session is now open, and with me is Mr. Brandon Janew of the Brandon Janew Show. What's up, Mr. Brandon? How you doing today?
I'm good, my brother. How are you, man?
I'm not bad, brother. I'm not bad. In a new place. You know how it goes. As you can see, the setup is totally different. I am not. I am no longer in the bunker or the shed, rather. I am out on these streets. I'm running these streets now, brother. Facts. Oh, I didn't say it. Follow us on Instagram at I am RSA Senior, RSAYSR, and that is at at Brandon Janew Show on Instagram. Follow us there. I think we're gonna just do a freestyle episode again today. Try to catch up. Since the last couple of weeks, gone through some bullshit, and I am no longer at home. Well, what was considered home?
I was about to say, you facts, are home. It's just facts, a different one, but
yeah. Right, exactly. And as you can see, this whole setup is different. So, please excuse it if you don't mind. It's makeshift.
I mean,
it's very last minute.
It's very different. You went from dark background in a shed to light. It's kind of interesting. People can see your face.
Yeah, well, that is true. Yeah, facts. You're right about that. The lighting of where I'm at is impeccable. I ain't even gonna lie. I love the lighting in here.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Holy shit, light.
Yeah, it's completely different. Yeah, it went from a dark background to really low lighting to a bright background and bright ass lighting. Yeah, so I'll take it. I wish I had this lighting in the bunker when I was in it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But, hey, man, it's all good. It's all good. Facts. How you been, brother?
Man, I've been struggling. Not gonna lie. I've been struggling.
Why? What's up, man?
I think because, well, we haven't done this in a minute, and I kind of do this with you and kind of get all my emotional bullshit out the way when we do this. Facts. You know, you really are my therapist, you know. That's not just a joke anymore. It's kind of like, I realized, like, holy shit, like, that honestly really do help me with a lot of shit. I haven't really went to therapy yet, and it's another thing. Like, it's just like, you're my therapist. So I guess that, like, we haven't done it, so it's kind of like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I got to deal with my own shit. And it's, yeah, so, and I haven't really, like, the end, like you just said, like, before we started, this sun is killing me. So my energy is getting drained, bro. Like every time I get out of the car, I'll be like, whoo, that's the end of that day. It's the end of the day for me. Fuck that. I'm not going back outside no time soon. No
doubt. It's like, is it going to turn dark anytime soon? Because I'm really sick of all this fucking sunlight.
It's fucking light right now. Like, it's 7:30 and it's fucking still sun out. People are fucking lucky. Wherever y'all live, y'all are very lucky. He is now in the South South. Like, he is in the South.
Facts. That is true.
It'll get dark to 8:30. You'll be like, what the fuck? It's the whole fucking That's nighttime. That's
right. Exactly right.
Nighttime. Like, for real. Yeah, man. This shit is, it's yeah.
Nah,
but yeah, I've been stressing, man. I think I'm just like, I'm getting close to 200 episodes. That's one.
Okay.
And I'm getting close to 3 years. And I guess I'm still trying to figure out what the fuck I'm doing it for.
Yeah. It's hard. It's that stretch. Yeah. Like, what is my niche? What am I, what's gonna connect to people? What's gonna get people to share my shit? Because nobody shares your shit. Nobody shares our shit. You know what I mean? family don't support you like that. You know, and it's like, how do you reach a broader audience without paying for it? And you rely on the people that you talk to every day. You rely on your friends, you rely on your family to share it, but they don't even listen. They don't even bother sharing the shit. So it becomes real stressful. You know what I'm saying? And I completely get that shit. I completely get it. But we just gotta keep plugging. You know what I'm saying? Keep on moving forward. Just keep on trying to do the best that we can, man.
Yeah. It's fucking ironic that you say family that they'll support your shit. It's fucking ironic. Because my dad hit me up. It was like, my dad was hit me up yesterday. He was like, I was listening to your episode that came out. Because he always listened to it. He always watched it. My dad was like, yo, the episode was like real. He was like, yo, like, he's like, I've been an introvert when I was younger too. You know what I'm saying? He's like, I couldn't really do a lot of that shit that you was talking about in the episode.
No shit.
And he was like, I was like, huh? What the fuck? And my dad got like over like 10 kids. And I'm like, nigga, when? Like, in my mind, I'm like, nigga, when? Like,
when the fuck did you have time to be an introvert?
Like, nigga,
you was busting nuts and everything.
Like, nigga, when was you an introvert, nigga? But yeah. But that was interesting to see my dad like hit me up and be like, yo, like, it's gonna happen one day. Like, you just gotta patience. And I keep fucking bumping into that fucking word for some parents. Like, patience. Yeah. It's fucking ironic that everything on earth you gotta have patience for, but yet you don't have a long life.
That is true.
That is the weirdest fucking thing. Think about that. Like,
patience in life is like an oxymoron.
It's fucking ridiculous. Like, they tell you to wait, but yet time waits for no man.
Yeah.
What the fuck is it?
I get that.
You kind of like, it's like, what the fuck is it, then, bitch? Like, tell me what's supposed to happen. It really is that. It's like, what the fuck? Which one is it, motherfucker? Right. Tell me. Like, stop trying to figure it all out. But yeah, that was like, and that's kind of what I've been stressing over. Like, it's always my whole dilemma is sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I did an episode like a couple of days ago that's coming out tomorrow. Like, and I was like, all we got is a chance and a choice. That's all we got in our lives. That's really what we got.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? And I was just talking about everything. And it's just like, yeah, but fuck, I've been like a little bit off. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I haven't done the top 10 list. I didn't do it Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? Because it was just like, I was tired. I was physically tired. I was exhausted. And it's just, I don't know. I think that every time I don't do this, I don't know if I'm like letting myself down because it's something I like to do.
Nah, man. It's real therapy, bro. Even though we talk shit, even though we talk bullshit or whatever, it really is. It's we're able to get something off of our chest, whatever it is, even if it's something slight. You know, it may not be the bigger problems that we have, but it's something that we can sit here and talk and just let whatever it is, even if we're frustrated, out. You know what I mean? And that's just the way it goes. And, you know, kind of back to patience, man. And, you know, before my stepfather passed, he said life is a marathon. And I always said to him, how fucking long is this fucking marathon?
Yeah.
It seems like it's forever. Shit, and it is forever. That's the thing. But, you know, there is patience in certain things, you know, patience in podcasting, because, you know, you got to do it for the love, man. And I feel like I do it for the love. I feel like we, when we're here, it's for the love. Yeah, we're trying to build something. Sure, we wanted to catch. We would like to be able to make money off of this shit. Yeah, of course. There's no doubt about it. But as long as we've been doing it, you know, 25 episodes in, it's like, okay, when we don't do it, i.e. last week, something's missing. You know, there's something missing. So, you know, as long as we maintain some kind of patience, it may not, you know, even the smallest things, you know, I don't know, fucking laundry, you know, fucking talking to people, not hearing back from people, you know, and just continue to plug away, but still be patient and not have so much anxiety. Don't overthink it. You know, this podcast has really opened up my mind to overthinking, because that was my biggest, I would say, weakness, was overthinking.
Thank you. And,
yeah, man. So, you know, it's like, we have to be able to maintain some sort of level, some sort of patience, to be perfectly honest, in my opinion anyway. And just keep on plugging away, man, and keep on plugging away. Don't let the little things bother us. Don't let the big things bother us. Just keep on straight on the straight and narrow, and just keep on plugging away, man.
Yeah. I think even in just sitting back and, like, trying to figure shit out, in a sense, mm-hmm. it's kind of like there's more questions than answers. and so you're trying to figure out, like, why is there more questions than fucking answers? And that stresses you out, and that'll make you overthink, and that puts you in a position. And it's just like, and I think that, like, even in the good, the bad, or you know, whatever we do, it's just like, we built this podcast. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, we built it, and yeah, some people might not fuck with it, or might try to use it for their own personal gain, but at the end of the day, it's ours. Mm-hmm. And I think that, like, it's hard for me.
There is no podcast without us.
There it is. Like it's so many people that can do all the verses they want to do, and, you know, this versus this and all that shit, or, you know, create what they want to create, do their own lists and all that shit, like I do on the top on Tuesdays and shit. At the end of the day, the reason why it feels like authentic to a lot of people is because it is. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
we're not trying to just jump on the bus. Like,
right.
We started this shit. We started this way. We created this shit. Like, so if people want to jump on and do it, it's like, yeah, you could do it and you could flip it and do it how many times you want to do it. But at the end of the day, it don't feel like Dark Therapy Session. It don't feel like the RSA Podcast. It don't feel like the Brand New Show. It don't feel like it.
That's facts.
Because you missed the one element. The realness, the authenticity of it. Like, you just took it and tried to run it because it was making a sense to everybody, and everybody loved it, and everybody was commenting on it, and everybody was doing it. But you didn't bring the authenticity to this fucking shit like we did.
Right.
It doesn't feel right when you do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's not just for somebody, that's for everybody. It's like, that shit is just like, you feel me? Like, it's hard to kind of, like, create something when it's not yours.
Yeah. Facts.
Or at least keep it. At least have the same energy towards it.
Yeah, because it becomes a copy. You know, it's never the original. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, copy machines fuck shit up sometimes. It doesn't print properly, or it jams and shit like that. You know, and it's like that. It's that's what life is, bro. If you can create something that's original, which I feel like this is original, then, you know, anything that comes after this is just a copy of this. And, you know, I would like to say that as long as we keep plugging away, as long as we continue to have this patience that we're having, even though it's fucking hard, we can always continue to move forward, even if it's a fucking quarter step at a time. You know, we may have, we may fall backwards. We may fucking lose a sponsor. Shout out to our sponsor. You know what I'm saying? We may do all that. All that stuff will probably happen, but at the same time, nothing's going to stop you and I from creating this, because this is our baby. You know what I'm saying?
And the thing about us creating it is that if somebody tries to come and steal something from it, we just switch to fucking, we just do something different. And that's the difference. It's like,
and it's like, y'all biters out there, we watching y'all. We done seen it. We know y'all biting. We already know it. We ain't calling y'all out, but we know y'all biting. Trust me.
We see you, niggas. We that's see right. you. It's like you can have it, because this is the difference between you're trying to copy and you're trying to do something different with it, or maybe use it to your advantage for that moment. But here's the thing. The reason probably people keep coming back to us is that we create different shit.
Yeah.
we don't have to always do FMKs. We could easily go find something else to do.
Yeah, we'll watch a fucked up video. We'll do a would you rather. We'll do something. You know what I'm saying? It's not always
wrong,
the same.
Wrong answers only. Like, we always got something to cook up. We can figure something out. Because we literally just say shit to each other and be like, yo, this should be funny, huh? We do this on a show.
Right, this would be fun. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. There's a slight format, but at the same time, we just put the shit together like almost instantly. You know what I'm saying? Instant, so that's what we do, man. That's just the way it is, bro. And look, man, if people are copying us, you know what? Imitation is one of the biggest forms of flatter. But the thing about it is, give motherfucking credit where credit's due, goddammit. Let motherfuckers know where you got that this shit is. From. Don't say it's your fucking idea when it's not. You know what I'm saying? FMKs and would you rathers, that's not our idea. It's been done before, sure.
Yeah.
But has it been done by us? It has not.
No.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying, man.
And then it's just like I always say, like, people want to jump on here, and I don't know why. Like, I always say that shit to you. I'm like, why do people want to jump on here? Like, what the fuck do we do that is so, like, goddamn special? That's how you can feel the realness of it, because people want to be on this fucking shit. People want to be on this show. Even if you don't post it and shit, you hear it.
Right.
You hear it. Exactly. You know what we are about. You know how we create. You know how we move. And it's just like, so when you have that, I guess, that type of energy, people want to fuck with it,
right?
Regardless, it doesn't matter who takes it and runs with it, because we're the originators, so it don't really fucking matter.
Facts. That's exactly right. And if anybody comes out with dark therapy, something else, you know goddamn well where they got it from. You know what I'm saying? It don't have to be dark therapy session. It could be dark therapy consultation. You know what I'm saying? It could be something like that.
The session is now open and closed. Just take.
Oh my god, yo! If anybody ever opened the session and closed the session, you know where they got it from, because we the only motherfuckers that did that shit.
No, that shit.
We the only ones that do that.
If I see a podcast with that shit, I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me! But that's the only thing you got out of the whole podcast.
Yeah, facts. Yeah, I know. It's like, wow, really. Really, the one thing that we truly, truly created was opening and closing a session, and you stole that. Oh shit! Oh man,
that is the funniest shit. But it's ironic, because it's just like that is the thing about like what we do, and I think that podcasting. Like I said at the end of my last episode, I was like, I still don't know what the fuck podcasting is. Does anybody know what the fuck podcasting is? And if you do, then help me the fuck out, because it could damn sure help.
Right.
Because I don't know what podcasting is. I don't know what this is still. Like, we do dark therapy sessions, but we don't fucking know.
Right.
Like, we don't know if this is drama, if it's comedy, if it's fucking mental health. We don't know what
it's, the great thing about it is it's all of that.
You know and that's saying? The thing is nothing and everything at the same fucking time.
Exactly. we're not comedians, but we try to be funny. We're not therapists, but we try to talk about our fucking emotions and everything that we're going through. And
yeah.
I mean, one thing I can say is that we're perverts and we objectify women because we do the FMKs. But that's fun. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do. That's the fun part. That's the shenanigans that we do at the end of the show.
Here's where the
barely anybody listens to until the end. You know what I'm saying? They either barely listen to until the end or they skip to that part.
You. This is why we call it dark therapy, because it's like we need. We was gonna call it dark humor.
Dark humor, yeah.
Dark humor, and it is just like dark therapy. And,
that's just dark therapy, right? Like, and then the rules of three, we had to have a third word in there, so session came in. You know what I'm saying? That's why. So you know,
But the podcast fit us. It's not, the end would have been probably the whole show.
Facts. So you see, and here's the thing that I don't think people will understand is this shit came naturally to us. This is who we are. When we come into this is who we are. This is the way we act. You know what I'm saying?
And it's crazy because the first show we ever did together, the first podcast we ever did together, after the show, you was like, shit, we need to do a show together.
Facts. That was over a year ago. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I was like, yo, we need to do a show together.
Facts. As soon as the podcast was over, I was like, yo, we need to do a podcast together that we need to do every week. Fucking right.
It is fucking funny because it's just like it literally is that he's like, bro, you know how to handle your emotions. I don't know how to handle mine. Can we?
I don't know how to handle my emotions, motherfucker.
And I was like, I know how to handle my emotions. What the fuck? The first time I heard that shit.
Facts. Nah, yo, you do. You do know a lot more than I do, boy. Like, when I'm angry, I show my anger. You know what I'm saying? Not on a podcast, though. I don't.
It depends.
Yeah,
people be pushing your buttons. Let's be real. People pushing buttons on podcast.
That's facts.
These motherfuckers come in try to feel like they can just do and say whatever, and then you be like, "Yeah, this ain't gonna go right tonight."
You're gonna feel it.
You're like,
as soon, a lot of times within the first 5 minutes talking to somebody, you know how the podcast is gonna go. You know how the energy is. You know what I'm saying? For sure. Yeah, facts.
Right. I've always asked when I do interviews, I'm like, is there anything off limits? Because I know how people are. They got this like this guarded shit. You can't come on a show and be like guarded,
right?
Because it's hard to do a podcast interview with somebody that's guarded. Like, what the fuck we gonna talk about?
Yeah, exactly. Like, what things are on the table, what things are off the table. You know, there's certain.
Yeah,
things.
I don't.
I think for me and you, there's really nothing that's off the table. You know what I'm saying?
Has there been anything off the table? Is there any?
Good question. I don't think so. Yeah, I don't.
I don't think because we are eager to do this podcast every time we do. If something comes up in our lives, we like, man, we need to do our therapy sessions because I got some shit off. Get off my
facts. Facts. Exactly right. Exactly right. Yo, and you know, this wasn't the subject that we were going to talk about, but patience, man, it takes that. It really takes us being patient and knowing that we're only 25, 26 episodes in, that we're going to find a groove. There's definitely, we have something. And the groove that we have is obviously going to come out towards, you know, the later that we have more episodes. You know what I'm saying? Like, now we're in a groove. We're getting there. You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
And so I understand that. You know what I'm saying? Sorry, that's the neighbor. Shout out, brother. What's up, man? You want to be on? He just went outside. You want to be on the dark therapy session? You want to be on the dark therapy session? You want to be on the podcast? Word. He just walked inside. Go ahead. You can go in there. So, you know, it really does take patience. It takes time. It takes effort. Effort is another one. See, me, you and I, did he lock? No, walk in. Go ahead. You know, effort is another thing. You and I have committed to this. We don't make no money for this shit, but we've committed to be able to get together every week to talk our little bullshit for an hour, talk our little bullshit and do our FMKs and be able to fucking just say, you know what? We got something. You know what I'm saying? And that patience, that knowledge of knowing that we got something, it pushes me forward. And knowing that, like, I can't skip a week. I can't be able to sit here and say, you know what? Even though I can't sit here and say, you know what, man, I can't leave Brandon out to dry like that. I can't, because there's a responsibility that I have to you and to this podcast. You know what I'm saying? So I always try to make this shit work, however it is. And look, man, the past week, there was no episode last week, but yo, straight up, shit has fucking hit the fan. And look, I'm still fucking here. I'm still being able to fucking do this, and I enjoy this very fucking moment right now. This is the best moment I've had in the past fucking week. You know what I'm saying? Because it's so fucking fun, and I enjoy it. It's fun as hell. And to be able to create something, to me, is the ultimate. Yeah, I've created children. I'm half responsible for my children, but I'm half responsible for this as well. This is also a baby of mine. You know, so I'm happy. I can't complain right now. And it's just, it's going to pop. It's going to pop one day. One day it's going to pop straight up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. I agree, man. I think last week we were kind of off. We were like, damn, but I don't want to. But it's just like, and that's the thing, like, it's, like the last couple of days, like on the weekends, I don't do shit. Like, when I mean I don't do shit. Like, I just stay, I don't try to be on social media. I don't try to do a lot of shit. But like the last 2 weeks, I've been really like just trying to get the fuck off social media. It's hard to get the fuck off social media. It's hard to get the fuck off social media when people keep sending you shit.
I act like I don't see it. You know how the notifications at the top? I scroll down and look. What are we talking about? I ain't gonna look.
I do that shit. I'm like, yo, this shit ain't for me, bro.
Facts.
I get DMs and stuff. It's just like, it's from people. And it's just not on personal, just like, yeah, I don't feel like being bothered.
Yeah,
and it's not them. If I were to tell them, like, yo, this week ain't the week. I think they would understand. You know what I'm saying?
It's just, I'm sure they would. Yeah, you know, I'm sure.
And it's just like, I just don't feel like being bothered this week. But it's kind of like that. That kind of also fucks me a little bit. Because like you said, we might not get people that fuck up, might promote our shit or show our shit or whatever. But we do it.
Yeah.
That's the difference. Like, there's something to, that's something to say about that from our perspective. It's like, you might not post my shit everywhere. But people do. You know, I'm going to do it for y'all, even if, you know, you might not do it for me.
Facts.
And that's the thing. Like, I think I got to a point where people know I do that now.
Right.
Because everybody sends me shit to, like, post.
I don't like that shit either. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, you don't even post my shit. So, you know. But at the same time, it's like, okay, you're going to tag me in all this shit, right? I like it, but that doesn't mean I'm going to share it. But there are certain people, there are certain podcasts that I listen to that I'm always going to share. You know what I'm saying? Yours being one. Yours is number one.
Thank you. Matter of fact. Thank you.
What the Shit podcast. Shout out to them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Third. Facts. The Skankverse podcast. That's Jay, this guy from Australia. He does a fan cast as well, just like my other podcast. You know, there's just certain people out there that I gel with and that I can listen to them and be happy with it. You know what I'm saying? But don't think just because I share your shit that I'm going to be sharing everybody else's shit, because it's not like that for me. You know what I mean?
And that's the thing. I think when my patience is starting to grow thin, in a sense, like to say growing thin, is like I can't share everybody's shit.
There's no time to share everybody's shit.
It's not just the sharing of the shit. My patience is growing thin because it's like you just said, it's like you don't do this shit for me, so why should I do it for you? It's that, in a sense. It's like people want me to
know. No, it is. 100%.
It's not the sharing. I share anything because it's just a quick old my family and kick it off to the next.
Sure.
But the coming on people's podcast is like, I didn't ask y'all to do a couple of episodes for me, and y'all was like, well, I got shit to do. All right, well, then I ain't got shit to do, but I'll just be like, yo, I can't do it.
Facts.
Like, I can't do it.
That's the way it goes, because, man.
And that's the thing. Like, and I kind of feel fucked up in a sense because it's just like, you know what I'm saying? It's that guilt, I guess, shit. But it's like.
Yeah, but here's the thing. We have that guilt because we're good people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When sure. You have, you know, DC loves when you do that, by the way. Reset yourself. Shout out to Courtney too. Facts.
Shout out, man.
Yeah, we're in Blurred's Eye View. Facts.
Yes, sir. So, shout out to Chris.
Word is
you on the top 10 list, man. You wasn't there, man. That shit would be crazy.
Nah, man. That would have been cool as fuck. Facts.
I would have been like, holy shit, what the fuck is gonna happen? Hopefully Tuesday, we shall see. We just see what happens Tuesday. Shit.
Word. No, so that's the way it goes, man. And it's like, yo, you support the people that support you. You know what I'm saying? So if not everybody's going to support you, how can the people that don't support you expect you to support them?
It also goes to the copycat shit.
Facts. Good point.
It's also that, too. It's like not only do you want me to support you, you want to take what I do, too.
I know.
It's like, goddamn, what the fuck can I do? It's like, goddamn, what the fuck?
So fucking true, yo. So fucking true.
It's like, it's just like, goddamn. And that's the thing. I don't know why it's like that now for me. It's like, I'm not as particularly like protective over my shit, but I'm protective over my shit.
Because yeah. it's our shit. Bullshit. It's our shit.
It's simple shit, but it's still like, God damn, I'm working my ass off to get to this point. But it's just like, you know, people just still see it as kicks and giggles, I guess.
People look at it as if, oh, he's just a man that's talking and putting it out there. You know what I'm saying? It's like, doing a little more than that. I'm doing a little more than that. You know what I'm saying? I'm literally getting undressed in front of everybody. You know what I'm saying? Not, you know, I'm doing
not
it.
I know what you
mean. It's figuratively.
I literally said that.
But yeah. Yep. I mean, it's
I said this shit. It's fucking ironic. I said that shit on my podcast. I said, you tell me a motherfucker that's going to get on here every podcast on Dog Therapy or the Brand New Show and just straight up be like, I'm gonna tell you the truth.
Yeah. There's not many people out there that will.
I'm gonna tell you my story. And there's certain people that don't do podcasts like that because it's like it's hard to divulge into who you are as a person. Because you might not know who the fuck you are as a person without, you know, the layers.
Facts. And that's true. That's true. And look, the thing is with us, especially with our solo podcast, we've literally ripped all the layers off, you know, and we've been doing Dark Therapy Session before Dark Therapy Session was a thing, you know, because our podcast was that. All we did was come together and do the shit together.
That's so fucking true. Holy
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, man. It's the fucking truth, yo. Word is bad. That's all
shit,
we did.
That's so
all
fucking
we did.
True.
Because both of our podcasts is the exact same thing. It's about us talking about us. Now, it's us talking about us together, added with some misogyny.
Yeah,
Hey, it's all good. It's all good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we gotta be all sad and shit. Then we get that little bit of time where we can just be ourselves. So give us that fuck. We didn't told you every damn thing under the sun about us.
Damn right.
Shit.
Damn right. And if, especially if you follow my Instagram page, you know damn well, shit ain't been going right for me. Okay? God damn. But here I am, still laughing, still giggling. I'm with my brother on here, and I'm still talking, and I'm still here. You know what I mean? Fuck. I don't give a shit, man. I don't give a shit, yo. It's like,
hey, man.
Hey, look, man, everything that has been done to me has already been done to me, bro. You know what I mean? I listen to Joe Rogan a lot, and he says, and he got the quote from someone else. I can't remember who it was, but I remember hearing it on his show, and it says, you know, the worst thing that's ever happened to you is the worst thing that's ever happened to you. You can't deny it. It's the worst thing that's ever happened to you, but you know what? You're still here today. Will something worse happen? Quite possibly. However, it's not there yet.
It hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. We've talked about this numerous times, right? Like, we've said that. Like, the worst shit that's ever happened to you has already happened. Like,
right.
Until something else comes to the picture, but until it didn't, you've already experienced the worst shit, and you live through it. So you can take it as a lesson, you know, and keep it pushing, or you could let that shit derail you. Whichever one you want to do, it's kind of what it is.
Right. Yeah, man. That's the way it goes, bro. That's the way it goes, man. Just like I said in the beginning, life is a marathon, and more every single day, I'm seeing that. You know, it's. And when we talk about patience, it's like even when we're impatient, we have to understand patience. We have to understand that it's going to be a while before something happens that we consider successful. It's going to be a while before we consider something happy. You know what I'm saying? Like right now, am I happy? I'm happy in this moment. There's no doubt about it. But am I happy in my life? Fuck no.
No.
Not even fucking close.
Bruh. What?
Yeah.
I said this shit all the time. When that red light come on, I'm as happy as I can be.
Facts.
After that red light go off, I'm back to my regular fucking scheduled programming. I'm not happy. Fuck everybody and everything.
I'm glad to see that I'm not the only asshole.
I'm back to my regular scheduled programming. Fuck everybody and every fucking thing.
Word is bond. Hell yeah, word. Oh man, I love this, man. I'm so happy that I'm here right now. I'm not gonna lie though. You know, I've been wanting to get back to this entire week. I've been wanting to get back to it so bad.
Yo, man.
It's just all about, you know, I've had the time. It's just all about the creativeness. Do I have it? Do I want to do it, to be able to put myself out there right now? And up until today, the answer was no. You know what I'm saying? And but yo, I know for a fact that, look, I have an obligation to you. I have an obligation to this podcast. And no matter what, because we said it in the beginning, we got to get to at least 100. Fuck everything else. We get to 100. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, I don't know what the fuck. Yo, you saying the same shit I've been going through. You saying the exact same shit I've been going through, bro. I'm like, I recorded one podcast.
Wow.
That's it.
Yeah, you usually do like more. Four.
I did one. Yeah. I recorded one. That cool. Should come out tomorrow.
Cool Breeze. Cool Breeze too, though. Cool Breeze was last week. I listened to that.
Yeah, but that was last week. But I recorded one podcast for the entire week of this upcoming week. That's only one I done.
Yeah.
I just ain't had the energy.
Right.
Like, I've just not had the energy. I've not had the, like, I haven't had the rush to go do it.
Right. Right.
That's the thing. Like, it's just some of that, like, that shit just, I ain't got it in me. Like, it's as simple as that. I just ain't got it in me right now. I just don't feel it.
Fact.
You know what I'm saying? But to, right. But when you hit me up, it's like, you want to do a podcast tonight? I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah. That's the
first time in this whole week, I've been like, hey, yeah, let's do a podcast. I'm fucking right. Let's do a podcast.
Nah, you hit me up this morning, and I was like, yeah, I'm feeling all right. I am. I'm pretty good.
And I do that damn near every other day.
Yeah, I know. But it makes me think every other day. No, not today. But today I was just like, you know what? Man, we gotta fucking do this. We have to do this. There's no stopping. There's no reason to stop. There's no reason to quit. You know what I'm saying? Because we both still enjoy it. We both have a goal to get to 100. And not only that, we just got a sponsor. Shout out to Dark Therapy. I mean, shout out to BetterHelp. I'm sorry. BetterHelp.com/darktherapy. My bad. Yo. But that's the truth. Yeah, shout out to us.
Shout out to us, goddammit.
Hell yeah. Word is by.
Shit.
But it's the fucking truth, man. It's the fucking truth. And now there's a glimmer of hope. And we know for a fact that we got to get to at least 100. What happens at 100, I can guarantee you.
We shall see.
But I can guarantee you it'll be 101, 102, 103. You know what I'm saying? And even if it's.
You can count on us being assholes. That's what you can count on us.
Facts.
Being complete other assholes.
We're about to be assholes here in about 5 minutes.
Ooh, so. At least he gave y'all time. See, he don't even give y'all a warning. He just be like, yo, so now it's time for FKs. Y'all got to be like, oh, shit.
It's usually when the conversation dies down. You know, when we're both kind of like, all right, we said what we said. Now it's time to go to
We're a week
behind. We're a week behind. So we got a lot of shit to talk about. You know what I mean?
So
hell yeah. Facts. But anyway, it's time for FMKs. Nah, let me stop. But no, man. Patience, you know, they say patience is a virtue, but there is different things that you can do to have this patience. You know what I'm saying? Even if the anxiety in your mind and in your heart is at a million, if you can control that anxiety and know for a fact that in, you know, the next day or two, it's going to happen, you know, it makes it die down just a little, just a tad. So, you know, if we can be able to say, like, let's say for this, you know, we didn't do it last week, but we knew we were going to get back to it. You know what I'm saying? That was the patience. But the anxiety and all the other shit that was behind it, like, man, we didn't do one this last week, kind of fucked me up for this week. You know what I'm saying? It makes me feel like dog shit or, you know, all these other things that are on top of it. But at the same time, knowing that we were going to get back to it, that's the patience. That's the part that we know. That's there's comfort in that.
Yeah, true. I agree.
Let me find out today's episode was sponsored or was topic was patience. And we didn't even know it.
Freestyle / patience.
Yeah, facts.
Patient
freestyle. I like that.
Patient freestyle.
That's today's episode. Patient freestyle. I like that. I like that a lot.
y'all got a glimpse of the behind the scenes activities.
Word is bond. Hell yeah. Facts. All right. Let's do our plugs. Let's do our plugs. Get to the shenanigans and get out of here, brother.
Shit. All right. So. Right, you want me to go first? Or you will go.
Yeah,
first?
No, I was gonna say you go first. Yes, sir.
Oh, all right. Brand new show. On podcast platforms, YouTube channel, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram. too much shit going on. Catch me on Smoking Reviews. We did our first episode on Monday. We should be up for StreamYard this upcoming Monday. Shout out to my brother Courtney. Shout out to DC with the Shit Podcast. Like I said, episode 15 of season 5 comes out tomorrow. getting close to the 200 episode, which we're going to do a top 10 tournament, which I've been finding the top 10 list in my drawers and shit. And like, so I'm like pulling out papers and shit. And I'm seeing all these goddamn top 10 lists. So I'm about to take a picture and have to like frame these bitches, because it's too many goddamn lists that we done. It's ridiculous. It's fucking ridiculous. Like in my clothes, it's like, goddamn, like all this fucking all these lists. I'm like, goddamn. Yeah. But that night is going to be, that's my 200 episode. So that night is going to be, shout out to Urban Boulevard, BLVD.us. Shout out to them. You go there. And if you find anything, any apparel that you like, you buy it. Brandon.30 is the code, 30% off of the purchase. I'm still a brand ambassador. I have no idea how, but I'm still a brand ambassador of that. And shout out to everybody that's been following me and my brother RSA on our Instagram page. I got 700 followers. I'm shocked. I did not know what the fuck I had done. I have no clue. So thank you to everybody. That word. I have no idea what I'm doing. So thank y'all for following me. RSA, what you got?
Yeah, all right. You want to know why I'm here? All right, go to patreon.com/RSA. I got three exclusive episodes of RSA that I have not put out on audio or YouTube. So please go check that out there. Follow me on Instagram, RSA Senior, just like I said at the top of the show, RSAYSR. This episode, this show is actually sponsored by BetterHelp. That's BETTERHELP.com/darktherapy. Get 10% off of your first month of online therapy. Great therapists on there. I've actually just signed up. So y'all, please go check that out. If y'all having some issues, if you down, they got 20,000 plus therapists online that you can go on there and you can talk to. You can change therapists at any moment, at any time, at no additional cost. And you can schedule your counseling sessions with your therapist easily, right on the app. And it's so easy. It's so, I think you'd love it. So please go to betterhelp.com/darktherapy. Go check that out. Get 10% off of your first month. Please go do that. It will help support the show. It will help support Brendan and I. And it'll help us keep going, man. I mean, we're going to keep going no matter what. Don't get me wrong. But at the same time, you know, a little monetary value also helps. So please help us out if y'all can do that. We will really appreciate that.
Definitely. My mom told me she actually used BetterHelp. I was like, wow, that's interesting. She ain't never told me that.
She was on that. Nice. That's great.
She's like, I use BetterHelp. I was like, what? I was like, okay, that's interesting. You never said that. So, and my mom is using it. Have you ever heard any of these Dark Therapy episodes?
Damn. They had used the damn code.
You might want to use it. I'm just saying.
That's great. That's great. That's good. Actually really good to hear. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's awesome, yo. And it really does help because it's just so convenient. Just like we're doing this podcast, that's how you'll be talking to your therapist.
Yeah. So, that's what's up, man.
Hell yeah. All right, brother. It is time. It is time.
Today. We got it. Man, we need to get DC's noise maker because we got to get that shit.
Something.
Yeah, life is going down. Like, this is like, it's all we need one.
Hell yeah, facts. All right. All right, y'all. Thanks, y'all. Thank y'all for being here, seriously. And we really do appreciate it. Today's FMKs are actually Jessica's. All Jessica's. We got Jessica Biel, we got Jessica Alba, and we got Jessica Simpson. Mr. Brandon, who would you fuck? Who would you marry? Who would you kill?
Oh, this is such a fucking dilemma. Okay. I'm marrying Jessica Biel. I'm marrying Jessica Biel. Just off of Seven Heaven alone. I am married Jessica Biel off of Seven Heaven alone.
I'm not hating.
Now we got a little bit of a dilemma. Fuck. Okay. Shit. I'm fucking Jessica Alba. Yeah.
Okay.
I gotta fuck Jessica Alba, man.
Yes, sir.
I forgot an old show she used to be on, but that fucking tight black, that shit, yeah. Mm-hmm. She, and Good Luck Chuck. Oh, she was so sexy in Good Luck Chuck. Oh, that shit was so fucking fun. Yeah. Oh, I gotta kill Jessica Simpson.
That's all right.
Oh my God, I like this.
That is all like, right.
Put myself through all this torture. This shit is fucked up.
It's not that much torture. Hey, you know what, man? I get it 100%. I'm definitely killing Jessica Simpson. So we agree on that. You know what I'm saying? Mainly because I think I would kill her mainly because she's not quite the smartest person on the block. You know what I'm saying? She's a bit of a dumbass. No bullshit.
Which is the funniest shit, because she's actually a brilliant fucking businesswoman. She can do some business, but I don't know if it's her or if it's people running her shit.
Remember she had that show with Nick Lachey or some shit like that. And then she came out with that shit. Is tuna chicken or is it fish? Because it says chicken of the sea. I was done from that moment on. Like, that's it. I'm done. This bitch is stupid. I ain't fucking with this hoe no more. She can kiss my motherfucking ass. You know what? I'm gonna rate this. This is the way I'm gonna do it this time. I'm gonna rate it from dumbest to smartest, and kill, fuck, marry. Okay.
Oh my God.
So I'm definitely killing Jessica Simpson. All right.
He really went back and was like, "Yeah, I gotta kill her off that alone.
off of chicken of the sea shit alone."
She don't know no better.
She don't. That's why she dead. So now the question becomes to me is who's smarter, Jessica Biel or Jessica Alba? Now, I know for a fucking fact that Jessica Alba is a dumbass bitch too. So, she's not very smart. She's fine as hell. She can act. I thought she was great in Sin City. She looked good as hell.
Oh my God, she looked good in that shit.
She looked so good.
I saw that shit like a couple of nights ago. It was like 2 a.m. I was like, yep.
Yeah, sir. She was a stripper and shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah. Bruce Willis' heart couldn't take it. I understand.
Completely understand. Facts.
Man.
Fine as hell. So, I'm gonna have to fuck her. You know, she's fine as shit.
So we agree.
And I'm marrying Jessica Biel, mainly because one, I think she's the smarter of the three. Two, Chuck and Larry, the movie that she was in. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my
God. Oh my God.
Yeah. And then
Adam Sandler was like, yo, this shit.
Ooh, they're disgusting.
She's like, you can feel them. Adam Sandler like, what? He's like, what?
He's like, nah, this is good.
Oh my God, she got ass.
Yeah, she got ass. She got more ass than she. Maybe not as much as Jessica Alba, but she. Simpson, but she definitely got more ass than Jessica Alba. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And not only that, she had this show. Oh man, what the fuck was the name of it? It was like on USAA.
She's a mom, sinister, or some
shit like that, where she killed this dude on the beach for no fucking reason, or we thought
she blacked out.
Was no yeah,
is she blacked out? Yeah,
bro.
She produced that shit. She a fucking producer of that shit.
Yeah, facts.
That whole fucking great, series. She's a producer.
Great fucking show, bro. Great fucking show. I was addicted to that shit. And come to find out, she only did the first season out of the three or four, however how many seasons there are now. But
well, shit, you're executive producer of that bitch. You gotta get the money off top. Anyway.
Facts, man. And she locked down Justin Timberlake. So she got some of that money. She got that baby. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So,
sure.
You know, for that, I'm gonna jump on that. Will you marry me, Jessica Biel? Will you marry me?
I mean, like I said, Seventh Heaven. I think she did like a Rolling Stone cover back in the day. I was like, well, okay.
Yeah.
I've
never actually seen Seventh Heaven, so I don't know anything about
it. I had to watch that shit. that was like my punishment before WWE Raw came on. We had to watch Seventh Heaven at seven.
How the fuck do you watch that before wrestling, bro?
It literally was my house. Literally. It was like my sister and my mom being in the front row at 7 o'clock, watch Seventh Heaven. Yeah, go in their rooms. Me and my brother watch WWE Raw the rest of the night. That was our fucking schedule. I don't know why the fucking living room was like that, but it was like that. See, it was WB, Seventh Heaven to come on.
Okay. What was Seventh Heaven about? Was it like a Party of Five type shit?
No, it was like seven. It was like I think the father was a minister and his wife, you know, and then they had like seven kids.
I got
you. Yeah, so that's what that was about. Okay. She actually lost her job because of that fucking Rolling Stone cover.
Of the Rolling Stone cover? No bullshit?
Yeah, that's just funny. She lost her job because it's supposed to be like a faith-built show, a religion show. So you can't have, you know, your daughter on a real-life cover looking like that.
Did she show any titties or anything like that? Or she was
that's the crazy part. That's the crazy part. Like, yeah, she's just like in like a dress shirt and some underwear. Like, it's not even that.
That's cute.
Lost her job over that shit. Wow. I mean, she's doing better than half of them.
There's nothing hotter to me than a woman wearing your shirt. You know what I'm saying? With just panties on and shit like that. That is fucking hot, bro. Hell yeah. Facts.
Walk in the room like, she just got my shirt on and shit.
She ain't got nothing on underneath except them panties. Okay, I'm definitely not going.
Fuck for it. I call off.
Hell yeah. Facts.
I don't need that stress.
All right, brother, man. We just did our FMKs, man. Would you like to summarize this episode as best as you can? We was kind of all over the place
over the place, like always. Shit. Facts. All right. This is episode, I'm thinking 26. 26. All right. Episode 26. Today's episode was supposed to be freestyle, but it ended up being patient. So,
that's the good thing about this shit, man. You know what I mean?
See, we don't always come up with our topics before the show. We actually find out the topic during the show. See, y'all got something new. See,
and we got the name. We got the name during the show. Y'all even saw that
during the fucking show. patience. It's an interesting thing, isn't it? In life, you have to be patient for things to come into your life, but at the same time, you can't wait for it either. It's the most interesting topic of all time. I've been watching this show. I said it on mine, so I'm gonna say it on here. I'm watching the show Lucifer on Netflix, and so I haven't watched
shit.
It.
That's my shit.
I've been watching that shit, and that's exactly what I feel like that is. It's kind of like he's trying to be he's Satan, you know, the devil, but it's kind of like he's dealing with human emotions, and it's kind of like the most interesting shit ever. It's the most interesting shit ever. And it's just like, wow, that's kind of interesting. Because all of us, I think we all have a little bit of that in us. Like, we all are saints to some sense, but we all are sinners too. Let's be real. Like, and that's kind of where patience kind of kicks in a little bit, right? Because if you're patient, I think you're still a saint in a sense, right? Because you're not rushing shit. You're not trying. You're like, my father has a better plan for me. So I'm going to just wait and see what happens. And that's cool. And that's understandable. But in life, yep, we know all that. We know, like I said earlier, no time waits for no person. It doesn't wait. You think it's going to wait for you, and it probably doesn't. But patience comes in different forms. Like my brother Arthur said earlier, patience comes in different forms. For podcasting, because we love it so much, we will be patient with it. Certain things you're not patient with because you don't give a fuck about it. You never did. That's why you rush it so fast. Traffic, oh my God, I rush traffic all the time. I get in the car.
Good point.
But when you love something, you're patient about it. You'll take your time. You'll figure it out. You'll try to, you'll give it all the time in the world, even if you know you don't have it, because you're patient with it and you love it. You can't live without it. So patience is that, in a sense. I think as much as I'm trying to end that, thank you for actually helping me figure that out. So real shit. Actually, thank you for helping me figure that out, because I said all the time, I said we don't know what. Because it literally just dawned on me, because it's that. We love it. And that's the biggest question for me sometimes. It's like, I love this. And usually I would just give the fuck up on certain shit. But it's like, this is different. I am patient with it. Why am I? Because I love it. It's something to it. It's something that I love and I care for very deeply. So it's clearly, I need to keep doing it. And I think that's what it is at the end of the day. FMKs. Jessica Biel, Jessica Alba.
It wasn't easy, okay?
Jessica Simpson. Yo, the chicken and the sea shit. Oh my God, I remember watching that shit when I was a kid. I was like, I literally looked at my brother, I was like, did that bitch just really just call Tony the chicken?
Oh shit.
I was like, did that bitch really just call chicken tuna chicken? The fuck is wrong? Yeah. First of all, I don't trust anybody eating just tuna out of a can. That's some weird shit.
Without mayonnaise?
Without mayonnaise and any other ingredients? You're just eating tuna out of a can? Like a cat? That shit is weird. I'm sorry.
I gotta, I'm Puerto Rican, so I gotta put adobo. I gotta put motherfucking garlic powder, onion powder, real onions in there.
I got some shit I gotta put in there. I gotta put some mayonnaise in that shit.
It ain't chicken.
I gotta put a lot of other shit in there before I just eat fucking tuna. It's just, that shit tripped me out the gate. Like, she's a tuna out of a can, no special shit, no crackers, no nothing, just tuna.
Right.
With a fork? Okay, I'm lost. ending this, as like we always do, listen, we have done 26 episodes of Dark Therapy Sessions. It's crazy to sit here and say that we've done 26 episodes of this show, to say the least. I got my brother Arson said,
that's 6 months, brother, half a year.
We started in December. Our first episode came out in December, so it's crazy enough to sit here and say we've done 26 episodes, 6 months of doing this, but more so than anything, man, we've done this before we even done this. You said, we had this planned out before you even planned it out.
Facts.
So the fact that we created this together, we have done this together, man, it's more than just anything, man. It is literally creating our own, not creating our own stories, but having a different way of looking at our stories.
Yes.
It's a different way we look at our stories.
Because I think we mirror each other, and I think we're able to bounce ideas off of each other. We were able to bounce a lot of things off of each other. Yeah.
And that's another thing I figured out today, is like, all the shit you said, I've been feeling. It's fucking ironic that all the shit you said today, I've actually been feeling, and I just said. It's like everything he said, I was like, I said that shit literally the last time I did a podcast. Yeah. So it's literally that. And I wasn't listening,
don't worry. It's like
he's like, I wasn't listening.
I'm not biting at all.
But But that's just how it goes. Like, that's how crazy this is. It's like,
right.
Like you said, I didn't even put the episode out. The episode didn't even come out yet. But it's just that already, like, you knew exactly what I was feeling. And it's that.
Right.
That's what this podcast is about. That's what we always do. Because we don't even say shit to each other until we probably get in the room.
Pretty much. I mean, yeah, you're right. We don't talk about shit, no feelings or nothing that until we get into here.
Until we get into the room. It's the craziest shit. Like, we'll hit each other up like, how you feeling? And that's about it. And that's right. It. That's right. All we do. We don't really talk about shit. And then we send each other pictures. Other than that, and it's just stupid shit that we just deem funny to us. We deem funny to us. Like, you know what I'm saying? But other than that.
Like I said, I think we're a lot alike. We're a lot alike.
We are. We fucking are. We fucking are, man. And it's the craziest thing, man. We've got 26 episodes now, man. But it's really, we got a bunch of fucking episodes down. Because we know exactly what this is. And I think we know exactly what we are. And at the end of the day, man, Dark Therapy Sessions has been, like I said, man, it was hard this whole week because I didn't do this. So it's kind of like I didn't have no reason to do a podcast.
Facts.
Like I said, you helped me out with a lot of shit.
You helped me out with a lot of shit, so.
And now it's fucking crazy because I want to do a podcast now. So it's like, it's fucking erotic. I want to record now a podcast because you helped me out with a lot of shit. And it's kind of, it's that. I don't think this is even a podcast anymore for us. I think it really is just us just coming in and doing what the fuck we like to do talk.
To me, it's real therapy. Facts.
It really is fucking therapy. I said that shit. It really is therapy, man. You really are my therapist. And boy, so you're my brother. So I think that's kind of.
Word is bond.
It kind of helps me, and it's different. It's a different perspective, and you don't judge me.
Right. Oh man, I'll never judge you. Nah, fuck that. Unless you kill somebody.
Yeah.
Not even if you kill somebody.
I'll be honest.
I wouldn't judge you. You know what I mean? I'm like, if he did that shit, he had a reason. You know what I'm saying?
If Austin called me right now, it's like, yo, I killed somebody.
Yeah.
To call me right.
Yeah, I'd be like, he fucking hit her with a knife. Nah, he had a reason for that shit.
He had a reason. If Austin was to call me after this podcast, say, "Yo, I had to kill somebody," I'd be like, "If Austin was to tell me right now after this podcast, I'd be like, yo, I killed somebody," I'd be like, "What did he do?
What did the other person do? Right, exactly. Right, exactly.
Because I'm at least understanding that. I'm going to understand why you did it. Like, he had a reason.
Right. Because we got 26 fucking episodes of understanding why we would do something like that. You know what I'm saying? So, hell yeah. Abso-fucking-lutely.
You're going to be listening to this and be like, y'all are so fucking demented. Like, y'all. But yeah, oh man, but yeah, man, it's that. I think that we understand how this goes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly right. And then that's because we understand each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is.
And we understand that regardless, at the very least, we're going to be here for each other. You know what I'm saying?
Imagine.
We're going to be the ones that's going to be able to talk to each other and say, hey, look, this is what's going on, even in private. It doesn't have to be on the podcast. In private, this is what's going on. This is what happened. This is why the blase blah. You know what I'm saying?
Which we do talk about shit privately, but yeah. They would never know.
Nah. Yeah. That's no one else's business. Nah, facts.
Nobody's.
Facts.
Nobody's.
All right, brother.
Yeah, man.
That's what's up. All
right. So this has been Dark Therapy Sessions. I hope you guys enjoyed it. The session is now closed. Peace.
Peace.